When American Airlines hired David Harris in 1964, he became the first African-American pilot for a commercial airline. His story of how he broke the color barrier in the clouds is the subject of the young adult book Segregated Skies. It's by Pulitzer Prize winner Michael Kottman. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has more.
Today, David Harris is 87. He doesn't fly anymore, and he misses it.
It's the greatest job in the world. I would have done it another 30 years had I not grown old.
Harris got his first inkling about a future flying airplanes growing up in Columbus, Ohio. He and his brother used to visit the Lockbourne Air Force Base. That's where the decorated Tuskegee Airmen were stationed after World War II.
My brother and I would run around the base and never paid any attention to the fact that all the people on the base were black.
At the time, the armed forces were segregated. Harris got to know some of the famed airmen, who he says would have been perfect for the commercial airlines.
But nobody would hire them.
President Truman desegregated the armed forces in 1948. A decade later, David Harris was in flight training for the Air Force. Lynn May, his wife at the time, says he was able to stay focused despite the racism he faced.
To learn to do something while you know there are people around you who think you are inherently incompetent, takes great verve, great courage, and David had that.
After spending 6 years flying B-52s in the military, Harris applied to be a pilot at several commercial airlines. Only American offered him an interview. As a light-skinned African-American with green eyes, Harris was often mistaken for white. Michael Kottman says that during the interview with American Airlines, he went out of his way to set the record straight.
He stopped him and just said, hey, look, I just want you to know before we proceed that I'm black, because he is so proud of his heritage that he didn't want to pass for white. And so he said he was stunned because the recruiter sort of chuckled, I think, and just said, look, he says, man, you know, I really don't care if you're black, white, or chartreuse. Can you fly an airplane?
Yes, he could. Harris worked his way up to captain.
Breaking new ground is the American way. The American Airlines way.
But the skies were not always friendly. In the 1960s, racism was still rampant. Like so many others, Harris was inspired by the guidance of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
The hour has come for everybody, for all institutions, for the public sector and the private sector, to work to get rid of racism.
Not long after King was assassinated, Harris and a co-pilot were flying into Washington, D.C. They could see the black smoke from the riots. As they approached the landing, Harris's white co-pilot started talking.
He was making all kinds of nasty comments about Martin Luther King, and I sat quiet in the other seat.
Sat quiet because the two of them were responsible for landing a plane full of passengers.
You're in the cockpit with the crew and you've got to get along and work professionally and not to get into verbal fights airborne.
It wasn't the first time Harris bit his tongue, but once he was established at American Airlines, he began mentoring young African Americans, men and women, who were interested in flying.
Reaching back and helping others to succeed. And that's where I'd like for my legacy to be.
In the afterword of the book Segregated Skies, Guyon Bluford Jr., the first African American in space, writes that because of people like David Harris, the path was opened up for others like me to follow in their footsteps. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.